A 51-year-old man was charged with first-degree murder today in the death of George Tiller. Tiller was the Kansas doctor well known for performing late-term abortions. Scott Roeder is accused of killing the doctor on Sunday at a church in Wichita, Kansas. Tiller is the fourth doctor who performed abortions to be killed since 1993. Now, as NPR's Kathy Law reports, some abortion providers are calling on the federal government for help.
In 1973, Dr. Warren Hearn began performing abortions in Boulder, Colorado. Like Dr. Tiller, who was a friend, Hearn also performs third trimester abortions, and he says he's been getting threats for decades.
I think that there's never been a time it has stopped. But just because things seemed a little quiet never meant to me that we were out of danger. They're just waiting for the right opportunity.
Many doctors, including Tiller, maintained extensive security for years using high-tech cameras and bodyguards. Hearn says he's gotten additional security since the murder, but declined to elaborate. U.S. Marshals were sent to protect some doctors and some clinics. Hearn is pleased that President Obama spoke out after the murder, but he wants to hear more.
I think the President of the United States needs to go to a national television broadcast and say to the American public, safe abortion is a fundamental component of women's health care. Anti-abortion, terrorism, and violence will not be tolerated. We will stop you.
Back in 1991, during abortion demonstrations sponsored by the pro-life group Operation Rescue, thousands protested outside Tiller's clinic. Many were arrested. They brought the nation's attention to Wichita.
We're not here to judge you. We love you.
In 2002, a branch of Operation Rescue even moved to the city permanently to focus on Tiller. Vicky Saporta is president of the National Abortion Federation.
He endured an attempt on his life, a bombing at his clinic, constant harassment.
Saporta and others say since President Obama was elected in November, there's more frustration among abortion opponents and an increase in threats at clinics. Now in the days following Tiller's murder, Saporta has talked to federal, state, and local law enforcement to make sure security for clinics and for their staff is sufficient.
We have been in touch with the FBI, who is reaching out to clinics around the country to assess their security needs. Nobody wants to see violence escalate once again.
For the past year, the Center for Reproductive Rights has been studying harassment against abortion providers in six states, including Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Mississippi. President Nancy Northup says a report to be issued this week shows incidents are up. Northup says it's time to reinvigorate the Justice Department's task force set up in the 90s to address violence against providers. And she says it's time for others to speak out.
We need to hear from our office holders, from doctors, from religious leaders, from the community, because we can't stop the voices of those who will continue to vilify and demonize. But what we can do is we need to have more voices standing up for these doctors.
Asked about the issue at a briefing today, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs again denounced the violence. Many pro-life organizations have also condemned Tiller's murder. They say the suspect is not a member, but a single individual who committed violence. Sean Kenny with the American Life League says pro-lifers will continue to protest abortion.
To at least be a silent witness or perhaps even a vocal witness to the fact that there are options other than abortion. As we proceed into future weeks and months, that right to at least express ourselves and to make those options known in the public square in a peaceful, nonviolent way, we'll continue to do that because as Americans, that, of course, is our right and as pro-lifers, a responsibility.
Pro-choice groups say clinics across the country are on high alert, but they say Tiller's murder only reconfirms their resolve to remain open. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.